The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Ayin Vav. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat of Ram ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenehenu Began Eden. Amen. My Darshe, top line. Lo Tiye Eshet Amet Tachutza Leizar. Simply, what does this mean? The Eshet Amet. Lo Tiye Eshet Amet. Hachutza, she should not go out to a foreign man until she makes shibum or halitza. Hach diyatva chutza, only the one that was sitting outside, meaning that she wasn't fully married yet, an arusa. He lo tiyeh liizad. She cannot go get married until she gets halitza or yibum. Aval hach de lo yatva chutza, but the one that's not outside, meaning the one that was married, tiyeh liizad. Oh, so that's a problem. So therefore, ורבי עקיבא לטעמה, דאמר יש ממזר מחייבי לוין. And it's רבי עקיבא, by the way. רבי עקיבא holds his ממזר from חייבי לוין. And therefore what? If there's ממזר from חייבי לוין, and these ladies over here really יישו לב on them, until they get a יבום or חליצה. And the קוטים were allowing them to get married to other people, therefore they were causing ממזרים to come into the world. So if a person is going to go out to marry in the קוטי areas, he's going to fall into ממזרים. That's why Rabbi Akiva said, no good. Some say, because they're not fluent, or they're not careful, I should say, precise in mitzvot. So what? It's like saying they're not religious. So why does that affect their lineage? Man yesh umrim. Who's this yesh umrim? Amar av idi bar avi nabi eliezeri. Netanya. Matzat kutim muteret. The matzot of the kutim, it's not hametz. Guy's invited to a kuti for Pesach, he can eat his matzah. You do not have to assume it's hametz. Ve'adam yotzeh b'yedei chumato b'Pesach. You can use it on Pesach, I mean he made it l'shma, without hametz, no problem. Ve'rabi Eliezer omer, lefi she'et... Oser. Rabbi Eliezer oser. Rabbi Eliezer, no, sorry, do not eat his matzah. You know why? It's hametz. Lefi she'en b'ki'im b'dikduke mitzvot. Because they're not careful in mitzvot. Third sheet, Arban Shimon Gamliel omer, kol mitzvah she'yaziku bo kutiim, הרבה מדקדקים ביותר מישראל. רבי שמעון בגמליאל says, any mitzvah that they do, they do it better than we do it. Now, stuff they don't do, they corrupt. But whatever they do, they do it, better. Look at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi, ואדם יוצא בה. בלילה יום טוב הראשון. A person can eat the matzah v'kuti even on the first night of Pesach. שהמצא חובה, ויוצא בו, דלו אבי, כי כמחינו בציקות שפבדי כואבים שלא חמסו. We don't consider it like it's considered like bread of the מצא וגויים לבקים חמד. זה קיים עלן אדם ממלא כנסום מבולבד שיוקל כזית מצא אחת באחרונה. שוב, זה מצא מצווה ואילת שימור לשם מצווה, which means, could be the מצא וגויים is also not חמץ. However, the חדוש of it is that they make it לשמה. On the first night of Pesach, the מצא is to be שמירה לשמה. So the חדוש תקוטים, they're careful even on the שמורה. Okay, very good. So now you're telling me now, Nushita, the reason why you can't marry Nikuti is because they're not careful in mitzvot. Who cares? Who cares? Which mitzvah are we talking? So Gemara says, Ve'el ha'aka ma'im b'ki'im. Well, what's the fluency effect me over here? Lefi she'en b'ki'im b'torat kedushin v'girushin. That's going to affect us. They're not careful in the laws of girushin and kedushin. That means they'll marry off people that didn't get a legal get. That's already eshet ish, because they didn't get a get. Right? Then I have careful in the laws of Kiddushin. So therefore, we have problems. So therefore, again, Mamzerim. Once you're not careful in Kiddushin and Girushin, you're going to have problems of Mamzerut. Okay, in the mix. That's why he was all said. So Kavzi Gavran says, So let's stop. So that's the three she taught. We finally got Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was said even kutis to kutim. We mean to themselves. Why? Because if they're not careful in Gittin and Kiddushin, could be, even if you say they're Jewish, one is good and one is a Mamzer, and so you're gonna have to marry, I don't know who they marry. Goyim converts. According to the Shita, that will say that a convert can marry a Mamzer. According to the Shita that says that Gerim are not considered Kahal. So then the question is, why can a Kuti marry a Kuti then? If that's the Shita, so what's the problem with a Kuti marrying a Kuti, according to Bil Azar? They're converts. When they say they're converts, again, Rabbi El Azar is holding Kuti lo yisa Kutit. It's not a good union. What's the problem? Because you tell me they're not careful in Gittin v'Kiddushin over here. What am I worried about Gittin v'Kiddushin? Mamzerut is going to come out of the pictures. Okay, so what am I concerned about? That a Kuti, who marries a Kutit, who knows, somehow she might be a Mamzeret. Or he might be a Mamzeret. Either way. Or Ishatish, or whatever it is. They're married. And things like that. Because I'm worried about Mamzerut. That's the Hashash. So you tell me what, obviously. Well, the Kutim are converts. So obviously you tell me that a convert is not allowed to marry a Mamzeret. You're going with that Shita. Let's speak out the options then. Kuti, if they're both converted, and you want to tell me that they're good converts, all right, on that side you have no problem. Regular convert, but you don't know what they are. So could be what? Could be one is a convert, okay, regular convert. One's a memzeret. Oh, it's a problem. Because you're going to tell me what? Obviously, you're holding the shita that says that kuti cannot, a convert cannot marry a memzeret. So if you say kamer kamer mamzeret, that's why he says kuti lo yisa kutit. That's what you must hold. Otherwise, what would be the problem? That we have different reasons what the problem of kutim are. The first, basically, all the shittot told, the issue is mamzerut. Did mamzerut come from the fact that they married kohanim mamzerim? Did the problem come from that they married, that they allowed yebamot, nisuot, lashuk? And therefore now you have Mamzerim through the Isu Lav Kotel B'Akiva? Or is it because that the Kutim themselves were not careful in Kiddushin and Girushin? So therefore you had Eshetish is getting married by them, and you had all sorts of Mamzerim that were coming out of these type of relationships. So therefore, he was Oser Kuti to the Kutim. That was the reason why it's going to be Asur. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Abu. Mamzer me Achoto. Okay, you have a Mamzer from Achoto. Guy went with his sister. That creates Mamzer. Mamzer me Eshet Ach. Okay, Eshet Ach also makes a Mamzer. Eshet Ach, brother's wife, without your boom, is a Mamzer. Okay. Nitaribu Bahim. Okay, those type of situations got mixed up in the Kuti families. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ika mashmalan yesh mamzer mechaybek keritut." So what's the hadush of this one? You tell me that it's karet from mechaybek keritut. Nitni hada. You only have to tell me one of them. What do you have to tell me? Both these kinds got mixed up in them. Just tell me one example. They married their sisters, and therefore there was in Kutin family there was a mamzerim. What do you have to tell me both examples for? Gemara says, "You're right. Maaseya kachaya." That was the story. Since we know for a fact two episodes where Kutin one guy married his sister, they created a whole line of mamzerim, and we know another story where a guy married his brother's wife, was a whole line of mamzerim. We got to keep away from them. Gemara gives another answer here. Verava amar eved v'shifcha netarebu b'ayim. Oh, in eved and shifcha, we know documented cases that avadim and shifachot got mixed up in the kuti area. Isura mishum mai. Now, what's the isur? What's the problem? Mishum shifcha. Why? What's the problem? Because we know that if a shifcha, let's say, marries a Jew, the child goes after the Shifha. And therefore you have Eved. Eved Kanani. Eved is going to be Asur. So therefore the Isur over here, what are you worried about? Well, I'm worried about if an Eved goes and marries a Bat Yisrael, Eved marries a Bat Yisrael, so the kid is okay. I'm worried about the shifha side, that the child goes after the shifha. No, that's not what I'm not talking about, mamzerim. I'm talking about a shifha goes now and goes marries a Yisrael. Okay, let's say shifha married a kuti, which we said that's a converted and all that. So we're not worried about. That's the case I'm worried about now. Because the kid's going to go after the shifha and the kid's an eved. You're not allowed to marry avadim. It's yisul from the Torah for about yisrael to marry an eved. So the Gemara says, so what do you tell me? They got mixed up with shifahot and avadim. The avadim doesn't bother me. Because if an eved married a kutit, let's say, so the kid's going to be okay. It's going to go after the mother. So that's not the problem on that side. The problem that you're worried about, I might get involved in a bat yisrael marrying an eved. How can a bat yisrael marry an eved if a shifha originally married a kuti? So why did you tell me shifha the avadim? So vinitni hada. Just tell me one. Just tell me the problem. That's what happened. You're right. The problem is only going to be that shifahot got mixed up with them. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, ufarchinam, right before the Mishnah, isuram mishum shifha. Da'al korach oved kochavim ve'eved haba al bat yisrael avadat kasher. Right. According to this shita, if a eved goes with a bat yisrael, the kid's going to be kasher. That's not the problem. Ela shifha v'lada eved. So I'm worried that what happened in kuti land, shifahot got involved with them. Oh, and we have a story. Shifahot got married with a kuti. Kuti is a convert. I'll tell you the convert, he's a good convert, whatever it is. Shifha marries, what's going to happen with the kid? The kid is called an eved. Now you're going to go marry in the kuti family. Kids could be an eved now, by the way. If this kid's an eved, it's a suf for a bite to sit to marry. Avadim, or it could be a shifha. Could be a shifha. Matnitin. Hanose isha kahenet. We're talking about over here, a person over here is marrying a isha kahenet. He wants to marry a kohen. Kohen's marrying a kohen. And the kohanim, when they got married, they were very strict on who they married. Okay, they used to check lineage to make sure. Now that she tells me over here, Hanose isha kahenet. We're going to see now, you have to check grandmother, great-grandmother, both sides, to see the lineages. Okay, on Kohanim, you're going to have to check if it's Kohenet, on the girls, Kohenet, you have to check a certain degree. If a Kohen wants to marry a Leviyah, you got to check even more. And if she even wants to marry a Yisraelite, even more. Because Kohanim were the most miyuhasot, and then Levim were less, and Yisraelim were less. So the Gemara tells now, when a Kohen would get married, how much he would have to check. Now, what are they checking for? That she says, for Mamzerut. That she says Mamzerut was the concern. Tosafot argues on that she. Tosafot says Mamzerut, what do you have to choshesh Mamzerut for? Where's Mamzerut? Hey, look at the first Tosafot. Perush bekontras. Bodkim, look at the bottom Tosfot on the page, the big one. Perush bekontras, bodkim mishum hashash de mamzerut. That was what she's concerned. You got to check mother, grandmother, because of mamzerut. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like this, so he has a question from the Gemara. So scroll all the way down, and he comes along and says that really this was a davka lakshid binim la'avodah. They wanted their children to be kosher to work on the Mizbeah. So therefore, for that, you needed to marry Davka Yehus. Right? This was a nyan for the Mizbeah. Mamzerut, Tosfot said, I got to worry about Mamzerut for. You got to worry about Mamzerut. But for the Mizbeah, to work on the Avodah, they wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, Miyuhasot. They have to be Miyuhas for the Mizbeah. It's a special type of Yehus. Now let's just read what they did. Hanose Isha Kahenet. צריך לבדוק אחרי ארבע אמהות. Four אמהות on each side. שהם שמונה. Okay, let's go on the maternal side. אמא. אם אמא. Mother, grandmother. ואם אבי אמא. Grandmother. Maternal. The mother's father's mother. ואמא and her mother. So that's all on the mother's side. Her grandma, she has a grandmother and a grandfather. So you have to check the grandma, the mother,
her grandmother.
And a grandmother, and then on the mother's side, the grandfather's mother and the mother. So it's four on that side. And then the same thing on the mother's side. So again, I'm reading it. Shem Shura. Ima, ve'em ima, ve'em abia. Ve'em abima ve'ima. Good, that's four. Now the other side. Ve'em abiha, ve'ima, ve'em abi abiha, ve'ima. Now on the father's side, you have to check the grandmother and the great-grandmother, the mother and the grandmother, and then the father's mother and grandmother. So you have over here, you have a girl, let's just speak it out. You have a girl, she has a mother and a father. So on the mother, you have to check mother, grandmother, that's two. On the father's side, you have to check his mother and grandmother, that's four. And then the mother herself, the mother's father, mother, two generations up, and the father's mother, two generations up. So altogether, it's eight mother-grandmother situations that you're checking, basically paternal and maternal on both sides. It's eight people, bottom line, under the scrutiny. Comes again, what Mishnah says again. I'm reading it inside again. Hanoseh yishaken. It's sitting with the Qareh arba imahot. Shein shmona. Ima. Ve'em ima. Ve'em abi ima. Ve'ima. Other side. Ve'em abiha. Ve'ima. Ve'em abi abiha. Ve'ima. Leviyya v'yisraelit. Which are less lineaged. Then we got to check more. Mosifin aleha odahat. You got to go one up. Okay? Now if you're going up one up on each side, that's what you're going to get to 12. Okay? Okay. Once you get to somebody that worked on the Mizbeach, you can stop right there. By Kohanim, you got to go up the line, right? Now, once already you hit somebody that already you know worked on the Mizbeach, stop right there. Because you don't check beyond the Mizbeach. He's good. He's checked already. That's already the best Yehush you can find. Velo mina duchan ulma'ala. If you're looking at the Levi families, and you get to somebody that actually worked on the Dukhan and the Beit HaMikdash, Levi, stop right there. You don't got to go anymore. V'domina Sanhedrin ul ma'ala. Anybody that served on the Sanhedrin of Israel, that worked on Sanhedrin, he was a judge, finished. He's Baduk. You don't got to check anymore. V'chos shuzukwa v'tem v'shutri ha-rabim. Or let's say his father were shutrim for the rabim. They worked in public service. What were they? Shutrim. What does it mean, a shuter? They were the enforcement of the of Klai Yisrael. A candidate that was a public position that they only accepted miyuhasim. Shutrei Yisrael or Gabbai Sedakah. Also, Gabbai Sedakah was considered a very important position. They don't let anybody be a Gabbai Sedakah. You had to be a miyuhas. So once already you check the film, Gabbai Sedakah, done. You don't got to check anymore. Masi'im v'kehuna. Look at that. You can even go to kehuna ve'en tzadik levdok arahin. Rabbi Yosef said, af mi shaya hatum ed be'erkei ha'ishana shel Tzipori. Anybody that was signed on a document in the Arkaot, in the courts of Tzipori, that's Arkei Shana shel Tzipori. She'ir simucha le Tzipori she'shma Yeshana. The name of the city was called Yeshana. Or Yeshana, the old. Kandir'eh, they were very careful who they would sign on a shtar in that place. So any, if you see a person's name on a shtar from that place, you know he's miyuhas. They were very careful. They don't got to check even further on the lineage. Good? Rabbi Harina ben Antignos Omer, af mi shaya mukhtab be'estartiya shel melech. Wow, anybody that was enlisted in the army, in certain places, we'll see what type of army, they only accepted the miyuhasim. So Gemara says, mai shena b'neshe badkinan, umai shena b'gavre lo badku. We just said over here, you're checking the men and you're not checking the ladies. Which means, when you're checking the families, who are you checking? Mother, grandmother, paternal grandmother, great-grandmother, all ladies you're checking. What about the fathers? And you're checking for kehunah, don't we gotta check eight? All the eight are females. Why don't you check the men? It should say, and you should check father, grandfather, and right? That's the Gemara's first question. So Gemara answers an interesting answer. Neshe, dechim minsu ba'adeh, because when ladies fight with each other, Ba'arayotu deminsu. The argument that comes out, they call each other names, arayot names. You committed, you're a zonah, you're a this, you're a that. That's what comes out. But they don't call each other names that would affect their yihus. You're not a Kohen, you're not a Leviyah, you're not a Yisraelit. So these things don't come out in an argument. And therefore, v'im ita d'ika milta, if there's really something in the lineage that they're really not legal, lo itle kala, it's not going to come out, and therefore you got to check it. Gavre d'chi minsu, but men, when they argue, ba'de adadi, b'yuhasinu d'minsi. What's going to come out of the argument, they're going to call each other names on their lineage. V'im ita d'ika milta itle kala. It'll come out. I mean, if there's something wrong, and you didn't hear it yet by the men, there's nothing there. But the ladies, that won't come out in an argument. And therefore, the concern is there could be there's something as a cover up in there. Then we have to check them. Now look at the Rashi. We'll conclude with this. Maishena, first line of the Gemara. Maishena ben Hashim de Batkina kediktani dalim imahot velo ketani arba avot shiyu botkin aviha shilu mamzrim. We'll have to check them. Barayotu deminsu. They don't discuss yichus. I mean, ladies don't call each other mamzerim, mamzeret, and all that. They just talk about znut. You're a zonai. That's not going to make a mamzerut necessarily. So therefore, you don't know what they are. However, I continue, Dashi. There's no, you don't know about it. Oh, so then the Gemara asks one more question. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, "V'ihi nami tibdok bebedide." Gemara says, "Let the kahenet check him." Go both ways. The kohen wants to get married. We say, "Okay, well, kohen, check arba imahot, shem shmona, very good." Why don't you tell the kahenet also? Hey, you want to check? I'm checking you. Why is it only one way? Why only tell the Kohen is making the checkings on the girl? Let the girl make the checkings on him. What's the answer? It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because a Kohenet can marry anybody. I can't marry a Mamzer. See, that's Tosfos' question on Nashi. How could you tell me the concern is over here? Mamzer, because the Gemara, if the concern is Mamzer, they have to check both ways. And the Gemara is going to say now, you know the reason why they don't have to check? Kesherot, meaning Kohanot, they can marry Pesulin. A Kohen can marry a Halal. There's no problem for the Kohen. The Halala is a suit for a Kohen. So from this Gemara to Tosfot learns the concern was not Mamzerut. Because if the concern was Mamzerut,
the answer
is no good. What do you mean? Oh, Kohanot, there's no problem for them to marry Pesulim. What do you mean? If the issue is Mamzerim over here, they're Mechoyavot. Either the whole issue was the Kohen wants to establish himself legal to work on the Mizbeah. Oh, so that's his issue. Oh, so let the Kohenet. Kohenet? What's Kohenet Mizbeah? She has no. She can marry even Pesulim. Oh, let's say in the Kohen's film there was Halalim. So what? So she married a Halal. Anything wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. That the Kohen had married, whatever. The Pesulim that are normally Pasul for a Kohen do not apply to a Kohenet. So she don't got a check. And according to Tosfot, anyway, you're not checking for Mamzerim. So what are you worried about? You're not checking for Mamzerim. So therefore, nothing. Haskar, we have a Haskar. Good.
Gemara continues. Rav Adabar Ahavatani, he had the following braita. He said, Arba imahot shem shtem esre. Our Mishnah said, four imahot, which is eight. He has a hashbon, four imahot, which is 12. Which is, can it a, you're checking two, and then that's six. Meaning on the mother's side, both mother, father's mothers, and mothers going up. And then you're going up another madriga than the Mishnah to get to 12. So the arba imahot, you're taking it two from the side of the mother, and two from the side of the father, and then to get to 12, you're going up, M and M, M, all the way till altogether. So it's four mothers that gets to 12. Our Mishnah says four mothers that gets to 8. This Braita is saying four mothers that gets to 12.
You don't have two on one side and only one on the other side.
Again, כדי לבדוק היטב את אותן אמהות צריכו לבדוק גם את אמותיהם ואמות אמותיהם. למשל, צריכו לבדוק 12 אמהות. That's against our Mishnah. במתניתתנה, we have another bright that it says, 4 אמהות שם 16. So it's 4 אמהות, again, 2 on each side, and then you go up. All the way, אמה, all the way up. Up the track. So the Gemara says, "Bishta ma'ad rava da bar hava." Kol rava da bar hava da raz. The Gemara that says it's 12 imaot. No problem. Mokim la b'leviya u'bat Yisrael. Because we learned that there were mosif an extra 4 on Leviim and Bat Yisrael than the of the 8 of the regular Kohanim. Elam anitan emapliga. But the Braita that says 16, it's no shita in the Mishnah. It's either 8 imaot or 12 imaot. Gemara says, "Lo my." Od achat. What did it mean in our Mishnah when it said that Leviyah and Yisraelit add on one? We thought that you have 8 and then you're adding one for each one. M ima go up one line, so it's another 4. So that's how you get to 12. No, the Gemara says my od achat zug achat. Zug achat shel 2, meaning M ima and M ima go 2 up. Zug a pair. So therefore you get to 16. So for the bright that it says 16 can actually mean the Shita Val Mishnah. You learn Zuga Hat Hosif. We learn Zuga Hat Hosif, meaning you have 8, add 1 per Zug, so you get another 4, you get 12. But you can say Zug means Odachat, meaning add a pair, meaning a mother and another, and then the mother and the mother. So they go 2 up. So if you go 2 up from 8, you're going to get 16. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rabbi Amarav Zu Devrei Rabbi Meir. Oh, this Mishnah, this whole business of when a Kohen wants to get married and he's got to make all these bedikot and check the lineage. That's all Shittat Rabbi Meir, which is Stam Mishnah. But Hakamim Omrim Kol Mishpachot Bechazkat Kashrut Hen Omdot. And so long as there's no arar, there's no somebody questioning the kashrut of the family is kasher, and therefore you do not have to check anything. According to Hakamim, even the Kohanim, it's okay. Ini, we have a contradiction. Now, this was a statement of Rav, by the way. I'm Rav Amar Rav. Gemara has a contradiction. Ini, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Amar Rav, Mishnatenu, Keshekora Alav Arar. That our Mishnah is talking about when does the Kohen have to check the family before he gets married. That's only talking about where there's a question that came out on this lady, right? Which, what is the arar? I mean, two edim came to Beit Din and they posed, yeah, not a protest. Arar is more like an inquiry. An inquiry is on this girl over here that maybe she is she's pasul, or maybe there's something with the yehus over there. Now the edut is not enough to posela, because it's really not an edut. It's just like I said, it's an inquiry, and therefore in that case over there you have to make a bidika. Now according to Rav, what are you talking? Amishna is going like Rabbi Meir, which means why would the Hachamim argue? If you're learning the Mishnah is talking about where there was Arar, why would the Hachamim argue that you don't have to make a bidika? The Hachamim say, Kol anashim alzkat kasrut. Okay, so long as there's no Arar. But how can you just tell me, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? But we don't go like that. Then you tell me that our Mishnah is talking about where there's Arar. If there's Arar, even the Hachamim should agree that you should make a bidika for this Yehus. Rav is soter, his statement is soter. So Gemara says simple answer: Man de matniha, lo matniha. The one that has the statement, the first statement of the Meir, there's not the second statement of the Meir, which means if you hold that Amishtah is going to be Meir, it's Tam, where there's no Ar'ar. If you hold like the second statement that the Mishnah is talking about, there is an Ar'ar, then even Achemi will agree. So therefore, each statement was said separately, and the one that said the first statement didn't say the second statement. They're quoting Rav. So the one that has the first quote doesn't have the second quote. Ika de Amre. We have another version of this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Devrei Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Aval Hachamim Omrim. But the rabbi say Kol HaMishpachot Hazkat Kashrut Hen Omdot. But what? Hachamim say no. All families have Hazkat Kashrut. And Zarapam. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav Im Kore Alav Arad. If there was an ur on the haskat, the kashrut of the lady, even the achamim will agree, sarik libdok achareha, which is according to the Ika de Amri, there's really no machloket between the two statements of Rav. They're both agreeing. The Amishtah is talking about Rabbi Meir, even where there was no arar. And Hachamim will agree that if there was an Arar, then in the Kanam you have to make a Bidikoshi. The both statements still coexist. Again, the first statement is Amar v'damar Rav. It's one statement. Zu devre Rabbi Meir. That's the Mishnah meaning without Arar. Because he holds, you always have to check for Kohanim. Aval Hachamim omrim kol mishpachot pe'azkat kashrut hem omdot. Good, they argue on Rabbi Meir. However, Amarav Hama Barguri Amarav im Korea Alav Arar. So then, even according to the Chachamim, which means we're not learned in the first Girsa, we learned the Mishnah is talking about Arar. Oh, so if you learned it's talking about Arar, so why would the Chachamim argue? Not a problem with that. But according to the second Shita, no, the Mishnah is to be Meir without Arar. And the Chachamim argue. Oh, but if there was Arar, if there was a question in the Chachamim, the rabbis will agree that you have to make a Bidika. So both statements can indeed coexist and both Kimina Mizbeach ul Mala. When you're going to check, let's say, for the family of the lady that the Kohen wants to marry, so you start going up the chain, right? We say you have to check, let's say, eight imahot. Once you get to somebody that already worked on the Mizbeach, you stop there. Why? So Gemara says, my ta'ama, ilav debatkua lo avu maskule. Meaning, if they didn't check the Kohanim at that point, they wouldn't let them go on the Mizbeach. Which is any Kohen that goes up to the Mizbeach, that's the strongest Hazakah you have. And Bodkim min HaMizbeach on Ma'ala. That's the rule. You never check from the Mizbeach and above. They made it to that Mizbeach, that means for sure they are checked out. Okay? Fine. So as long as you, again, I was only checking the fathers. Once you get to that degree, let's say you go two stages up and you see the father over there worked on the Mizbeach, you don't have to check the mothers anymore from that stage up. Velo min HaDukhan ul Ma'ala.
Both sides?
Either side. Any side already that you see that there was, they worked on, I mean, the family's checked out of it. Because they wouldn't let this guy go into the Dukhan. Wouldn't let him go to the Mizbeach. V'lo min HaDukhan ul Ma'ala. The Levi is the same thing. Levi, once already you start going up the chain and you see one of his ancestors worked on the as a Levi in the Dukhan, it's done. You don't got to check. My Tamad, Amar Mor. Shesham, Lishkat Gazit, Hayu Yozrim Miyahase Kehuna, Umiyahase Leviya. Which means in the Sanhedrin, they would check to make sure that the Yahus of the Levim and the Kohanim were legitimate. Velo Mis Sanhedrin ul Ma'ala. Right? Or let's say the family is being checked and you see one of their members going up the tree, sat on the Sanhedrin. So it's also, you don't have to check. Why? My Talmud, the Talmud of Yosef, Keshem shebet din menukin besedek, kach menukin mikol mum. Just like the dayanim that are sitting in judgment, they have to be sedek people, straight people, honest people. So too the menukin mikol mum, they have to be clean from all blemish. What is clean from all blemish? Meaning no problems with their yichus. Amar more mor meekera. Where do we see that the Sanhedrin, the judges, were all perfect without blemish? Kulach raya farayati umum en bach. There is no mum in you. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ema mumam mamash. Maybe this is talking about that they don't actually have a physical mum. Who told you this is talking about they're not pisulin? Mum en bach. Maybe it means they don't have a physical mum. The Gemara says, Amar v'chaber Yaakov, Amar kera. Because the Pasuk says regarding the Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed, v'hityasevu sham imach. It says the Sanhedrin that Moshe Rabbeinu chose, they will stand with Moshe. Imach bedomim lecha. Imach with you. They will be like you. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was miyuhas, so to the Sanhedrin that was with them is miyuhasim v'dilma mishum shekhina. No, maybe over there they had to be miyuhas because they were with Moshe Rabbeinu. When the Shekhinah rests on the Beit Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why they had to be miyuhas. Who says a regular Sanhedrin had yichus? Which means when Yitro told Moshe Rabbeinu to get some judges, he told them ve'akel me'alecha, you'll be able to lower the lighten the burden. V'nasi'u itach. So what's on the word itach? We learn itach bedomim lecha again. That they are exactly miyuhasin. Okay? Which means any dayan, not only the Sanhedrin that were with Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shekhinah. When Yitro was giving Moshe Rabbeinu advice to get any judges just to help him, he told him, itach, they're with you. They're not on the same level as you, but they're similar to you, at least, like a bear, yichus. And therefore, when it says umum en bach, It means a mum in yichus. Kulach yafara yati debua. Once you're ready, you see that one of the members sat on Sanhedrin, you know that they are meyuchasin kol mishiruzuku avotav mishotrei harabim. Right, which we saw that if Shutrei Harabim, those are the judges that judge Dinei Mamonot. That's just Shutrei Harabim. Any judge that sits on the betin of Dinei Mamonot, already he's miyuhas. You don't got to check above. The Gemara says, Memna, Delo Mukmina, Pesulin. Are you telling me that when they pick judges to sit on Dinei Mamonot, they don't pick Pesulin? What do you mean? No, we have a contradiction. I called Keshirin Ladul Dinei Mamonot. Anybody's kasher to judge dinei mamonot, ve'en hakol kashim ladun dinei nefashot. Ve'avinam be'hakol ha'atuye mai. When you say hakol, what is hakol coming to include? Ve'amar Rabbi Yehuda la'atuye mamzer. So you see, even a mamzer tamid acham is able to judge dinei mamonot. So how could you tell me that if the family members are shotrei dayanim, he's kasher? What do you mean? You're even allowed to have mamzerim? Amar Abaye b'Yerushalayim. We're talking about dinei mamonot in Yerushalayim, where over there they were makpid only to appoint judges that were meyuhasim. What does Kedushe de Belevi mean? When the Bishimon was learning the Tosefot of Masechet Kedushin in the Yeshiva of Levi, so he said, Birushalayim. It's talking about Yerushalayim, which they only appointed even for Dinei Mamonot, only people that were miyuchas. The gabba'is sedakah, if a person is, let's say, gabba'is sedakah, collects it from the charity collectors, masi'im. So already, you could marry his children off to the kehuna without even having to check the husmaitama kevan de min subahade in she. Gabba'is sedakah was fighting with people. Why? Because they're always taking collaterals from people that didn't pay their sedakah, so they were repossessing stuff. So people are always calling them names. And therefore, the Amar Mo Memashkinin al Sedaka, if God doesn't give his Sedaka, the Gabbaet Sedaka were able to go into the guy's house and take his property. So what happens? Vafilu Be'edim Shabbat. Even on Edim Shabbat, where people are preparing for Shabbat and stuff like that, the guy can go into the house and take, he's busy to give Sedaka. Doesn't matter. You owe the money? You can't push him over. I'll come back Sunday. No, no, you owe the Sedaka. Edim Shabbat, pay. I'm not paying. I don't have the other time now. Memashkinin, they're able to take and repossess stuff. Oh, so the Gemara says, Vim Ita Di'ika. If there was a problem with this Gabbai, if there was a problem, you'd hear about it. Why? They would call them the names, you Memzer or something like that. So therefore, if you have a Gabbai Sadakan, there's no talking about him, it would definitely have come out, because he has, I'll put it this way, he has a lot of enemies. And therefore, it would come out. And the fact that you don't hear anybody talking about it must be is kasher. It continues, Ushpisikhne derav adabar ahava giyurav. Okay, I have a story. Rav Adab and Rav used to stay by a certain lodging. So the balabayit of the lodging was a ger. Okay? Giyura Hava. Which means the father was a ger that married a Bat Yisrael. And this was the kid. So they're calling her a Giyura. Normally Giyura means she herself was a convert. She was not. She's Jewish, really. Technically, she's Jewish. Mother's Jewish. She's Jewish. Anyway, Rav come and say, Ihu v'Rabbi Bai. So the Bal Aksanya and Rabbi Bai were fighting. Mor Amar, Ana Avidna Siraruta de Mata. One of them was said, I'm going to run the dealings or run the situations of the city. It seems the leader of the city runs the different, manages the different things of the city. So there was an argument between one of the rabbi, Rabbi Bai, and this Aksanya. Who's going to manage the affairs, we'll call it, of the city? So one of them said, Ana avidna siraruta demata. I'm going to run the affairs. Umor amar, and the other one said, Ana avidna siraruta demata. No, I want to run the affairs of the city. Atu le kamed Rabbi Yosef. So they came in front of Rabbi Yosef. Amar lehu, Rabbi Yosef says, listen, Tanina, we learned already in the Bible, Som tasim alecha melech mekerev achecha. From the fact that it says, Som tasim, we learn what? Kol misimot she'atam misim. Any position that you appoint somebody to, no matter what it is, even if it's the lightest position of power, lo ye'ela mekerev achecha. It's got to be from your brothers. Meaning only Yisraelim are able to have such positions. And therefore, since this Baal Aksanya is the son of a ger, he's the son of a ger, so therefore we cannot appoint you. Okay? Good. So you had this, again, the hotel owner was the son of a ger. He's Jewish, but his father was a ger. But Yifamish Ba'ad Gerim, Rabbi Yosef told him, sorry, you cannot manage the affairs of the city. I bet it's a small position. It doesn't matter. Any position of power, it's got to be from Jewish people. So Rav Adaba Rahava, who happens to stay in this hotel always, Amar le Rav Adaba Rahava, he tells Rav Yosef, Va'afilu imom Yisrael? So what are you talking about? His mother's Jewish. That's not a gear that the Torah was talking about. This guy's mother was Jewish. Amar le imom Yisrael mekerev ha'aycha karinen be. He's, oh, I didn't know that. If his mother was from Yisrael, he's mekerev ha'aycha. He's considered Jewish. Hilkach, Rabbi Bai de Gavra Rabahu ne'ayen b'mile de Shmaya. So make a compromise. You'll both manage the affairs of the city. Rabbi Bai, that's a big tzaddik, is a big tzaddik. How come? He'll manage the religious affairs of the city. And the son of the ger, who's really considered mekerev ha'aycha, because his mother's really about the sale, will manage the physical things of the city. Right? As she says, what's the difference between the two? Look at Ashi. Mile de Shmaya. Mile de Shmaya, b'gabay tzedakah. The amount, how much each person has to give, the halukata, and dividing it, who gets what, the seder meturgaminim, appointing the different meturgaminim who are going to interpret the shi'ure Torah in the city, umaftirin, who's going to get the maftir and things like that, and who's going to interpret the Torah when it's right, all the religious situations. Good? Umor la'ayim mimile demata, what would that be? Mide de mata is she'ar surche sibur, the Dvei Harishut. Le turzina, le charia, patya, le agle gapa. What would that be? So that they learn is shemirat haneshek, ammunitions of the city, digging the wells of the city for the water, and protection, meaning putting guards at the gates of the city. Good, they made a compromise. Amar Abaye. So Abaye came along and said, Hilkach. Man de mashlet zurbam de rabbanan beush bezikinesh. No, you benefit when you have a rabbi stay at your lodging. Le ashre, which means you're fortunate. Kerab adab rahava. You should be fortunate to have a rabbi like Rav Adab rahava to be your guest. Why? The adal me'apich lebiskuteh. Because he knew how to defend his host. Hey, Rav Yosef wanted to say sorry. You cannot have any position because you're from a gerim. And he came along and said, no, hey, Rabbi, his mother's Yisrael. He saved the day. So he says, hey, everybody should be so fortunate to host the Tamid Acham in their house, like Rav Adab Rava, that defended the host. Rabbi Zera mitapel behu. Rabbi Zera used to appoint the children of Gerim, for appointments. Because again, he had this considered Mekerev Achecha, because the mother was Jewish. Rababar Abu metapil, but also Rababar Abu gave them kavod. B'ma'araba, however, in Eretz Yisrael, afilu resh kore lo mukme minayhu. They would not appoint even the smallest position of being in charge of the scales, of the weights of the city, that they did not appoint. B'nehardea, afilu resh garguta, which means even in charge of giving out the water that they draw from the well, lo mukme minayhu. So it seems they did not appoint from them. So it seems you had different standards. Did you accept children of Gerim to even menial positions in either Eretz Yisrael or in Nardea? We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Af Mishayak Vechudeh. What is that going on? Which means, in the city of Yeshana, which was in Sipori, if you found a shtar with a guy's name on it that they use as a witness, you know he's kasher. Which means that family already is kasher, which means you can marry that guy's daughters into the kehuna without checking. Because in that place in Sipur, they were makpid not to use witnesses unless they were marriageable to kehuna. Their children were marriageable to kehuna. Maitama daike umahteme. It says, in that place called Yeshana, they were bodek. Before they got somebody to sign a shtab, and if only if it was Miyuhas, they would let him sign. So therefore, you can trust it. Rabbi Hanina bin Antignos, he came along and said, even if you were in the army, right? He said, even if you were Astatyash shel Melech, which is in the army, a soldier, already you're Miyuhas. Now the question, whose army? So go, Amar Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Bahayalot shel Bet David. Anybody that fought in the army of David and Melech had to be Miyuhas. Not only Miyuhas, which means Miyuhas for the Kehuna. That's already the level of the soldiers. Not only religiously they had to be, but miyuhasim. Amar Rav Yosef, me'ekera. Where do you see that David HaMelech only took miyuhasim? Because it says, v'hityahsam. Basabab milhamah. V'hityahsam sounds like known to be miyuhasim. V'ta'amam mai. What's the reason you need miyuhasim to fight in the battle? So they have zechut avot in the war, so they'll win the war. How are they going to win the war? The zechut avot of their ancestors. Kevara says, what do you mean? Now we're going to show some different soldiers that fought in David HaMelech's army that were not miyuhasim. Ve'aika seleka amoni. My love, the Atem Amon, he came from Amon. That's not Miyuhas, he fought. Lo, the Yativ Be'Amon, he just lived in Amon. But he didn't come from Amon. Vaika Uriah Haiti, famous one, Uriah Haiti, that was with the Bathsheba story. He came from Haiti. My love, the Atem Mechet. Lo, the Yativ Be'Het. He just lived in Het. Oh, Vaika Itai Hagiti. Oh, that's another one in the war, in the army. So you'll tell me, oh, he lived in Gat. There was a certain Avodah Zarah that they got from one of the wars, from Ammon, and we have a law that only a goy is able to mevatel an Avodah Zarah. Which means really the Avodah Zarah is asur bahana'a until a goy comes along and makes bitul. A Jew cannot mevatel an Avodah Zarah. You need a goy to mevatel. So it says what? That the Avodah Zarah they got from Ammon came Itai Agiti and was Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So must be what? He wasn't even Jewish. He must have been a goy. So don't tell me Itai Agiti. He lived in Gat. So Ve'od Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Arba Me'ot Yeladim Hayulad David. David HaMelech had 400 children in his as his soldiers, and his soldiers, and his army. V'chulam b'nei Yifatoar ayu. Oh, and all of them really were from b'nei Yifatoar. Those are soldiers that went out to war and saw a Goya in the war and have child from the Goya. So we had 400 of these Yifatoar children in the war. V'chulam mistapirim komi. They all had these special haircuts like the Goyim, called the komi haircut, right? Like the mushroom haircut. Gedelin b'lorit ayu. And they also would grow long hair, like long curls, on the back of their head. So therefore, and what? V'chulam yoshvim b'kroniyot shezav. They would sit in gold wagons. V'ayu malichin b'rashig yasod. They were like the leaders. They would go in the front of the troops. V'hen hen ba'ale igrofim. And they were the bullies. They were the strong ones. Shel bet David. And we know that they were not Jewish. They were not considered Yisraelim. Right? That's the Fator. So comes the Gemara and says, "De'azle lebaute alma." They weren't part of the army exactly. They were just like as terrorists to go scare the soldiers, the enemies over there. But the actual warriors that fought in the war, they were miyuhasim. Look at Ashi over here. Let's get to the bottom. Ashi's over here. Yeladim, bachurim ayu leDavid b'chayotav ve'lo ayu banav. Right? They were not his old children. בני יפתוח נשים של הקוראן שייסר במלחמה כדכתיב והבטא אל תוך ביתך מתוך כך היו נוהגים כמשפטי עובדות קוראים since they were going they act like going these children they go to haircuts like the going and stuff like that מספרים קומי ומגדלי בלורית מאחורי אורפם she says מאחורי אורפם meaning on the neck long hair down there the back לבעות העלמה אבל לא היו יורדים בתוך המלחמה עם ישראל but they did not actually fight in the war ברוך אמר לעולם אמן דמי